Good morning.
大家早晨。
I should have used that again. Again, I just want to say what a joy it is to be able to share God's word with you all today.
非常感謝神啊！我哋喺心裏邊何等大嘅喜樂，係能夠嚟到同你哋分享神嘅話語。
Start out with a little story here.
我哋想同大家講一個故事。
Back when I was in college, back in University of Illinois, I know David went there. But we, in my dormitory, in the downstairs of our dormitory, we actually had a ceramic studio that as residents we were allowed to use.
我在这个大学的宿舍的里面的楼下呢是有一个的做瓷器的工作房或者工作的地方大家要做事的。
So some of us as an activity, we decided just to rent out the room and try our hand at pottery.
我有一次的时候我们说想我们试试将这个房间订下来那我们可以尝试一下做瓷器的经验。
Now I've never used a potter's wheel before, but really how hard can it be?
我哋冇做過，我以前係未用過一個陶瓷嘅一個嘅輪盤嘅。我諗嘅時候，嘿，好應該好容易做嘅啫。
So I took out a big lump of clay and I threw it onto the potter's wheel。
咁我將一嚿好大嘅泥咧，係抌落呢個輪盤嘅裏邊。
I put my foot on the pedal and I started to see the potter's wheel spin。
咁我時候我就喺個腳裏邊踩個加呢個腳板嘅時候咧，嚟到將佢個輪盤咧開始嚟到轉啦。
And I took my clean, strong hands and I started putting it on the clay.
咁我用我好強壯嘅手嚟擺個泥嘅裏邊，擺成個泥上邊。
And as the wheel was spinning, I started to see the clay start to form around my hand.
當呢個輪片喺慢慢轉嘅時候，我見到呢個泥咧開始嚟有咩成形啦。
I throw a little bit of water on there to keep the clay smooth.
咁我會有啲水嘅時候擺嘅時候咧，令到啲泥係比較上係好似好平滑嘅。
And within a few seconds, as I was putting my hands around, I saw the clay forming into a little ball.
咁嘅時候喺整咗大概幾秒鐘嘅時候，我見到呢個泥咧開始變咗一個好似個球形嘅。
This is easy.
我話嘢好容易啫，其實。
So I started to push my hands a little harder, and I saw as the clay started to move up, grow taller and taller in my hands.
咁啊，當我就用少少力嘅時候，多啲力嘅時候咧，慢慢呢個泥咧，慢慢就成長啊，高起嚟啦。
My friend who was taking ceramics class during the time, she said, "Oh, why don't you try something new?"
咁嘅時候，我哋當中嘅時候有一個同學，佢係啱啱先係喺呢科嘅裏邊進修嘅時候，佢話：你可能嘗試啲新嘅嘢啦。佢話
：You can start putting your thumbs in the middle, and you can start forming a hole down the center of the clay。
佢話：如果你將你嘅手指弓嘅時候擺喺個泥嘅中間嘅時候，你慢慢整一個窿出嚟。
And so I started to push my thumbs deep into the center of the clay。
咁我將個手指弓係好深入嘅時候擺喺呢個泥嘅裏邊。
But as many of you know, sometimes as one part of your body goes, the rest of your body goes.
有時當中嘅時候，當你有一個身體裏邊有個問題嘅時候，其他嘅有時都會更加大嘅問題。
And so as I pushed harder with my hands, I also pushed harder with my foot.
咁嘅時候，當我時候用個手指弓嘅時候，好大力嘅時候撳落啲泥嘅時候咧，咁我腳咧要踩個解個輪盤踩得好行。
And the wheel started to spin faster.
咁我個輪盤就係好行啦。
And suddenly, as I was pushing the clay, the clay started flipping and flopping all over the place.
咁咧呢個泥開始咧就左搖右擺啦。
And as the wheel was spinning faster, it started spitting out clay all over.
呢個輪盤係又太過快嘅時候咧，啲泥係咁揈咗出嚟。
And suddenly, you know, as it was wiggling out of control and it was no longer a ball in my hands.
咁當嘅時候，呢個失控嘅時候，我哋手頭嘅裏邊嘅時候，唔係一個波嚟㗎啦。
And clay is starting to splatter。
咁呢嚟咧就係周圍咁揈出嚟。
My friend yelled at me, "Take off your foot!"
咁嘅時候，我同學就話：你將你嘅腳拎開佢啦，咁樣。
Again, as one part of your body does, the rest of your body goes。
你講嘅時候，佢都話：你係今日失控嘅時候，唔係淨止身體裏邊一個嘅肢體嘅，另外都會咁做。
And so I went like this。
咁嘅時候就將手腳都拎開咗。
And the wheel kept spinning, and the clay started flying everywhere.
咁啊，輪盤繼續嚟到揈，咁啊，將嗰啲泥咧就周圍揈到周圍都係啦。
And it made a huge mess in the studio.
咁咧就搞亂七八糟啊，搞到呢個地方。
And suffice to say, I've never tried my hand at pottery again.
咁我講嘅時候，我係呢次之後嘅時候，我就冇再做呢個做瓷呢件事情。
Raising kids. Is 當我哋 bit like pottery，
我哋教養孩童嘅時候，同埋呢個整瓷器其實好相近嘅。
You have to mold them，
呢個你要塑造佢哋
，and shape them，
来塑造他们。
And if we're not careful, things can sometimes all of a sudden get out of control.
如果你不小心的时候,
and even when you feel like you have a better grasp on things, it's still messy.
你有时的时候你觉得其实都控制得很好，其实当时都有些乱七八糟的地方。
One of my good friends back in California is actually a ceramics instructor, and every time I saw him, he was always wearing work pants.
其实我在加州的时候有个同事。
And without fail, every time I saw him, he had clay splattered all over his pants.
这个同学呢，其实在厨备的时候是一个expert，是一个专家来的，但是有时候他都会穿着一些好的工作的衣服，有的时候很多时候他都看到在他上面里面的时候都污糟邋遢。So
I'm not sure if David already said this, but he was an expert in his craft, and he would have clay in his fingernails, and sometimes even clay on his face. Did you say that? So I'm starting to learn a little more Cantonese, you know, little by little.
You could speak in Cantonese.
But again, much like I wanted to show something to you, I brought this in. Sometimes it's hard to believe that something as beautiful as this, and this is one of his work pieces. It's a tribute to autism, actually. And a piece that we had purchased from him. But it's amazing to think that something such as this could start from an unformed lump of clay. Again, much like pottery. And many other skills that we attain through life.
我们当中的时候，我们在人生的里面的时候，有很多的伎俩学习的话，
The art of parenting
是这个做父母的一个艺术，
particularly spiritual discipleship in the family，
特别在这个灵性的里面的时候，我们怎样来教养我们的子女，
It requires time，
需要的时间，
training，
需要的训练，
commitment，
需要的委身，
patience，
我们需要忍耐。
And oftentimes, as we've experienced in our life, even failure. So today we'll be looking at the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verses 4-9. And we'll see what Scripture prescribes to us about good, godly parenting and effective family discipleship.
好的父母，也都讲到嘅时候，我哋做咗有效家庭嘅门徒嘅造就。
Deuteronomy 6:4-9 reads like this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates.
申命记第六章第四节至第九节，他说：以色列啊，你要听耶和华你们上帝是独一的主，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。 我今日所吩咐你的话，你要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女。无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论，也要系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，也要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。
Will you pray with me before you open God's word?
请大家就低头祷告。
Father, we thank you so much for your word.
主，我们感谢你给我们的话语。
We pray right now that you would just illuminate our hearts, God, and give us insight into how you desire for us to raise up our children.
神啊，你给我们有亮光，叫我们知道怎么能够来到将我们的孩童来到带养。
We ask that you would strengthen us and encourage us now as we look into your word.
求神你给我们有力量，叫我们当中的时候知道怎么睇到你的话语。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主名求。
Amen.
Amen.
And so as we look at the beginning of this passage this morning, we see the first part of being a good parent is known as the Shema. Now, it's not the only part, but we see that it is the first and most important part. Shema, for those that might not be familiar, is the Hebrew word that we see for this first word in this passage in verse 4 that's translated as hear. So these are the words that God desires for us to hear and to internalize and learn.
要神的时候要我们聆听神的话语是藏在我们的心里面来学习的。
Traditionally, it was something that the Jewish people would memorize in their communities, and they would recite it to one another over and over.
当中的时候，当时嘅以色列人嘅时候，将佢哋嚟记起上嚟，然后嘅时候彼此嘅喺当中嘅时候会仲中毒嘅。
And so every time they got together in the temple and in their community, they would recite these words towards one another. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
无论他们在会幕里面或者社团当中的时候，他们继续来读，他说：以色列啊，你们要听耶和华我们的神是独一的主。
We hear this in church and we understand this as theology.
我们在教会里面的时候，这话这个是神学来的。
It's the study about God.
这个神学意思就是说来到研究神。
We identify this as truth of our religion, of our faith.
我们可以说的话，我们信心里面的时候，是一个信实，一个真理来的。
But theology is not just meant to be a head knowledge.
这个神学的时候，不是只是给我们在头脑上的知识。
We see that it's meant to be a heart knowledge.
是当中的时候，要我们在心里面一个认识。Verse
5 says, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might.
第五节的时候讲到，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。And
then in verse 6, these words that I command you today shall be upon your heart.
他说，我今天所吩咐你的话，你都要记在心里面，是在心里面的。
And so theology, all these things that we learn about in church and whatnot, is not meant to be kept just in our brains.
在我们在教会里面的时候，学习神的话语，不是摆在我们头脑上的知识。
It's supposed to translate, migrate towards our heart and translate into our lives and into our passions and in the ways that we live out our lives.
买要的时候是对到我心里面的时候，叫我们在行事为人的里面的时候，是清清楚楚地行出来的。
God is not just someone to know intellectually.
神不是只是说叫我们是知道我们在头脑上的知识。
He's someone to experience.
是在当中的时候，我们是能经验到神。
He's someone to love.
是要我们要爱神。
He's someone to rejoice about and to celebrate.
是的时候，我们当中的时候是欢喜快乐来到在神的里面。
Our faith is not meant to be a once a week affair, something that we do on Sunday worship or maybe even Friday fellowship.
我们当中的时候，我们信心不是说我们是来到这个礼拜日或者礼拜五的时候，或者礼拜六的时候，我们全体的里面来做。
Our faith is not meant to be confined within these walls here at ACC.
我们都说我们的信心不是在这个ACC的四缝墙里面围住了。
Rather, it's meant to be accessed and experienced every single day of our lives.
在神当中的时候，在神的里面的时候，可以。 支取得到，是来到我每日的时候，能够来到在神的里面有经验到神。
It's to be experienced in every place of our lives.
是每个我们生命的里面的时候，每一个部分，我们都可以是来到感受到神与我们同在。
And in every situation of our lives.
是每一个的情况当中的时候。
Our faith needs to engage our entire being, of our hearts and our souls and our might.
我们的信心是要我们身心灵里面的时候都有份。
And so in short, the first part of godly parenting is that we need to be godly ourselves.
短短地讲的时候，我们想我们的仔女是依靠神的时候，我们首先的时候，我们要做一个合乎神心意的人。
We ourselves need to love the Lord with all of our hearts.
我们是要尽心来到爱神。
We need to love Him more than money.
我们要爱神是多过爱钱,
more than our careers and upward trajectory.
是爱过多我们的事业或者我向上爬的。
We need to love Him even more than our families.
我们甚至是爱神是多过爱我们的家庭。
And if we demonstrate that kind of life, that kind of love that we have in ourselves of God,
當我哋可以能夠嚟到係喺人嘅當中嘅時候，表彰表彰嘅時候，我哋點樣愛神嘅話
？In all areas of our life，
當我哋生命嘅裏邊每一個地方
，our children will naturally see it。
我哋嘅孩童咧係見到嘅。
Our spouses will see it。
我哋嘅妻子、我哋嘅配偶見到嘅。
Our colleagues and co-workers will see it。
我哋嘅同事都見到。
Our neighbors will see it。
我哋嘅鄰居都見到。
It's often said that the kind of behavior, the kind of lessons that we want to bestow upon our children,
很多时候的时候我们说我们将有什么地方来教训我们的孩童我们的子女
can't just be taught to somebody, it actually has to be caught.
我们不是用口来说出来赖的时候我们用行为来身教
As we live out this love for God,
当我们在这个神的爱的里面来到生活的话
our kids catch that behavior because they see it every day.
我们的子女见到我们每天所有行为的事的时候他们就会学到东西
了。 So each and every one of us here, myself included,
我们当中的时候每一个人甚至我自己都是在内
we need to continue to examine ourselves, no matter how young we might be or how old we might be.
无论我们年纪 多大
Frequently ask ourselves this question.
我哋时时都问我哋自己一个问题
Who or what do I love?
究竟我哋系最我哋最爱嘅乜嘢咧？或者边一个咧
？Who or what am I living for?
我哋为到乜嘢，或者为咗谁嚟到嚟到生存咧
？And if anyone answers that question with anything other than Jesus,
如果我哋当中嘅时候，我哋答呢个问题嘅时候系唔系耶稣基督嘅话咧
？We need to recalibrate.And remember this verse, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and might.
我们要回到这个经文的时候教导的时候我们要尽心尽性尽力是爱我们的神。
Our passage continues in the second part of this challenge.
我们看的时候这个经文经节里面的时候讲第二个的挑战。
Starting in verse 7 says, you shall teach them diligently to your children.
在第七节的时候你要殷勤教训你的儿女。
You know, this idea of teaching diligently, this is from the ESV translation.
这个在殷勤教导的时候有另一个版本 的翻译。
The NIV, maybe a translation that we've read back in the past, uses this word here in place of teaching diligently with the word impress.
的时候讲的殷勤的意思就是好像抌印的意思在 NIV 里面讲到。
To make an impression upon something.
就好像一个整个印在当中。
And I really like that word because it gives me this visual picture of what's happening.
我很喜欢这个字的时候因为这个时候给我心里面一个图画。
Now thinking back to our pottery illustration from before.
刚才我所说的这个做堂这个陶瓷的一个的故事。
I don't know how many of you have experienced this for yourselves.
我唔知道當中嘅時候有冇人有經驗過呢件事情。
But when you take clay out of the bag, it's moist and it's soft and it's easily pliable.
嘅時候，一個新做嘅新溝嘅泥嘅時候，開始嘅時候係好軟熟嘅，係好容易整嘅。
You can bend it any which way that you desire.
係你可以好容易嘅嚟塑造佢。
And if you were to push your hands into the clay, you can leave your handprints in there.
当你把手落嘅时候，你系可以将你嘅手印系嚟摆喺当中嘅。
But the longer and longer you wait，
但系当你如果系喺度等嘅时候
，the harder and drier that clay becomes。
呢段嘅泥咧，慢慢系硬化咗啦。
Even after a few hours, you can still leave a print in there, but a crust starts to form around that clay。
系当你如果你当你系等几个钟头嘅时候，你再摆个手印落嘅时候，开始嘅时候已经开始见到硬化。
And so as you leave this impression on there, you can see already little cracks along the clay。
可能嘅时候个手印嘅时候有啲裂痕噶，因为太过干啦。
Now imagine giving it a day, or even a few days, or even a week。
如果谂下嘅时候，如果系一日或者系几日或者系一两个礼拜嘅话。
That clay has already began to set when it becomes hard. Sometimes you can try to refresh the clay by sprinkling more water and trying to massage the water back in there.
当然的时候，你可以加啲水落嘅时候，再嚟到猜佢嘅时候，可能会系将佢嚟到软化翻一啲。
But it takes way more time and way more energy.
但系需要好多嘅时间、好多嘅力量先可以能够做得到。
And to be truthful, it's just not the same as when it's fresh and new.
其實的時候同即係就算你整翻嘅時候，同開始新差嘅嚟嘅時候，都仲係爭好遠。
And so the earlier you work with clay, the more you can shape it into what you're hoping it for to be.
所以有時候你越早嘅時候喺呢個新差嘅嚟嘅時候做呢個塑造嘅時候，你更加係容易嘅。
And eventually, as clay starts to harden, and you already have that general shape in mind.
是当你的时候,这个泥慢慢硬化的时候,你已经有塑造了多少成形的话,
as that shape starts to solidify, then you can start to do some of the finer works and carvings on there.
你成化的时候,你可以在泥里面雕刻的,
well, similarly, we need to do our best to leave an imprint on our children as early as possible.
同样的时候,在我们的子女的时候,我们在他们很早期的时候,我们要将我们的价值观的印放在他们心里面。
Being in the church for almost 40 years now,
我在教会里面已经有40年的时间,
I've seen that as parents, we often do a pretty good job of investing in our children.
我们在这个做父母的时候,在子女的投资上面的时候,可能我们做得很好。
Especially financially, academically, athletically, even morally.
在这个财政上面的时候, 或者我們教導這個子女的時候，在體育上面的時候，甚至乎在道德裡面的時候，我們都可能會教導我們的子女多好。
But I've seen too often times when we neglect to leave an imprint spiritually and emotionally.
但很多時候見到的時候，我們在這個子女的這個屬靈的裡面的印記裡當中的時候，我們都是沒有是殷勤地做這件事情。
It's far too easy for us to postpone the spiritual duty to our children because it is difficult.
很多時候我們是慢慢來拖，在這裡拖的時候，我們說這個靈性裡面的功課，可能慢慢等都不一定會。
Often it's hard for us to broach that subject about faith with our kids.
可能是因為這個是非常難一個事情，所以時候我們是在這裡拖。
But the truth is, once we establish a form of rhythm, it becomes easier and easier.
但如果當我們做一個慣性的事情，跟兒子做的時候，我們慢慢就覺得會越來越容易了。
Now, the actual word here that's translated in the ESV as teaching diligently or in the NIV impress,
我们讲这个当中的时候说,殷勤教导你儿女的,或者其他我讲的,怎么样来到在这个印记的话,
is the Hebrew word sana, which actually means to sharpen.
这个在希伯来的sana的时候,意思就是说要磨利的意思。
So sharpening a knife requires what we, you know, a sharpening stone or a whetstone.
要當要這個刀來整理的時候,是一個磨刀石。
And I don't know how many of you have ever sharpened a knife before, but I've done it a number of times. But when you sharpen a new type of blade, you have to actually form an edge first on the blade with a very rough and hard grit stone.
我當中的時候,我不知道大家有沒有這個磨刀的經驗,但我以前有的時候,如果一開始的時候,我需要一個非常粗陋的 這個磨刀石,是開始的時候,就是做一個刀鋒。It
takes a lot of work.
是需要很多功夫。
And it takes a lot of energy.
是需要很多力量。
And it takes a lot of consistency.
是很多時候,是經常都要。
And it takes a lot of repetition.
是很多時候,繼續不斷地做。
But as you do that over and over and over again, you start to see an edge forming on the blade.
你開始不斷地慢慢地做的時候,你就會見到刀鋒慢慢地出來了。
And once that final edge is formed, then you move to smoother stones to finally tune and perfect and polish out that edge.
當你的刀鋒好的時候,你要用這個滑的磨刀石繼續磨,將它鋒利起來。
And once you completely form that edge, afterwards it's sharp, and the only thing you really need to do to maintain that edge is just use a little leather strap, and you just continue to maintain and smooth it out.
當刀鋒是很利的時候,你根本就不需要用很多東西來磨,甚至用這些獸皮的時候,你都可以能夠來磨的。But
truth be told, if we don't continue to maintain it frequently,
但如果我們不繼續保護它的話,
it can get dull again.
開始的時候會掘翻了。And
sometimes you have to start reshaping it with harder stones.
那時候你要用一個更加粗的磨刀石繼續,然後開始過。In
the same way,
同樣的,
we need to establish the habits and the faith in our kids.
同樣的時候,在我兒女的裡面的時候,他們的信心的裡面的時候,我們也都有一個習慣。
It's hard, and it's difficult, and sometimes it may hurt.
很多時候是很難做,甚至乎是對你來說,心裡面可能要受到損傷的。
But again, through consistency and repetition, we see a behavior in this teaching forming good habits within them.
但是我们不断这样做的时候,
and as we continue to encourage and reinforce these habits in our kids, soon it becomes a way of life.
当我的时候,
Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6 says this, train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it.
这个是箴言的第22章第6节的时候,教养孩童,使他当走的路,就是道路他也不偏离。
This is what the message of this writer, this passage is saying. Talk to your children when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you sit, when you lie down, and when you rise up.
你讲到的时候,你坐在家里,在行路上行的时候,睡在这里的时候,你都要能够谈论。
It's taking advantage of every opportunity we have.
是我们每一个机会的时候,我们都要能够来做。
To mold them, and shape them, and sharpen them.
能够来塑造我们的儿女。
So that they might be equipped to do what they are called to do.
叫他们在神的角度当中的时候,做一个有用的人。
So practically speaking, what can we do?
你说的时候,究竟有什么地方可以实用呢?
Simply, it's just to spend time with your children.
其实很简单,
spend the entire day with your children.
甚至无论,找一天的时间和你的儿女一起。
It's a lot easier to say that on paper than to actually live that out. Amen?
当然说容易,做好难。
Because there are so many things that compete with our time.
因为时候,很多东西的时候,都会来到抢我们的时间。
Of course, there's our work.
我们的工作啊,
there's our chores.
我们的习俗的事情,
all the extracurricular activities from Monday through next Monday, right? And driving back and forth and fighting traffic.
我们很多时候,子女的时候,课外的活动啊,或者我们在这个 在塞车啦,
and there's even our own selfish desires to be able to have our own leisure time.
很多时候我们都想安静的时间,
and my personal favorite, sleep.
很多时候我其实我最喜欢睡觉。
You can just do whatever you want, I'll just sleep.
有时候你小孩子的时候,
I've experienced this too much in my own life.
在我人生里面的时候,
that many days just fly by like that. I wake up and send the kids off to school, and the next thing I know, I come back from work and I'm putting them to bed.
很多时候,
what just happened in between all of that?
你说,啊,
and so we need to be deliberate.
我们要有一个用心的,
we need to purposely block out and schedule time specifically for our kids.
我们要分出一个时间,
we need to set a value for family dinners.
我们的时候,
and setting even routines when we're putting the kids to bed.
这时候, 当他睡觉的时候,
purposely use every minute of the day.
我们要有这个,来到每一分钟的时候,
let us not be physically present and then not emotionally and spiritually and mentally present.
我们的时候,当在小孩子当中的时候,我们是来到有这个尽心尽意来到环境当中的时候,不是来到这个,是去对的地方。
So engage with your kids.
在当中的时候,跟这个,这个仔的时候,好好沟通,
ask them lots of questions so it bothers them to no end.
的时候,你可以问很多个问题,
hug them and squeeze them till they want to squirm away.
有时候,被他拥抱一下,这个时候,来到当你对他们去睡觉之前的时候,
kiss them until they're like, ugh!
给他们一个亲吻的时候,
play with them.
是跟他们一个游戏玩的时间,
use those 10 to 15 minutes as you're hectically driving to school, getting them, trying to get, get them there on time.
当你是跟这些小孩子上学的时候,
use that time to pray with them in the car.
用这个时间在车里面的时候,
or when they're coming back, ask them about their days.
在放学的时候,接他的时候,你问他的时候,你今天怎么样?
When you leave church today, ask them what they learned in Promised Land.
有的时候当他离开这个教会的时候，你问他的时候，今天你在教会里面学到什么啊？
Ask them what they did at Lighthouse.
有的时候在这个youth的时候在 Lighthouse 学到什么呢？
Ask them why is it important that you learn those things.
他问他为什么你觉得你今天所学的东西是重要呢？
And share with them what you learned today.
亦都可以跟他说你今天在教会的崇拜当中的时候学到什么。
I'm going to hug you and never let you go.
有的时候你会给他一个好的拥抱。
When you put them to bed this, tonight,
当你跟他睡觉的时候,
or when you wake up in the morning tomorrow,
或者明天起床的时候,
instead of rushing around, I know most of our kids don't have school this week, but we can think about this, using maybe an extra 5 minutes before and after to spend some time just to pray, devote that time just to pray, so we're not rushing back and forth.
当我们每天的时候忙碌准备这个小孩子上学的时候，我们会用多几分钟的时间来跟他们祈祷，叫我们不只是在这个忙碌的里面来挣扎。
Set these values early.
我们用一个价值观的时候，在他们当中的时候，是一个很早期的东西在他们当中。
So that in the future they become expected, maybe even anticipated.
在那个时候，他日后的时候，他们会期望这个价值观的教导。
One survey I saw said that grown-ups, you know, as they've grown older, they look back and say one of the things they wish most was that their parents would spend more time with them.
当这个人长大了的时候，看回童年的时候，他们有什么想法呢？很多人有时候都会说，他真的很希望当时的时候，他的父母是给他多些时间。
And so just as an example, one thing that we've done in our own home.
是我们当中的时候，在我家里面。
We just started using this book called Jesus is Calling. Just a very short passage. And every single day we take turns. Even for my 4-year-old, you know, just reading a passage out of this book.
然后在这个时候,
and whoever reads that passage that day prays for the meal.
当日的时候读这个经文的人的，都会是来到是为这个借饭。And
there's times when the family is hungry.
是当这个有时的家里面的时候，我们个有时肚饿。But
an extra 3 minutes is not going to kill them.
但这时候多了3分钟等等的时候，都不是一个很大的问题。Sundays
we try to do devotionals.
是星期日的时候，我们会一个家庭的灵修。
And we'll reenact Bible stories together as a family.
我们看到当中的时候，在圣经有人物的时候，我们会做这个演戏出来的。
And we act silly as we're jumping around and dancing around the room.
我们可能会周围跳下去做的时候。
But the kids are laughing and enjoying that time.
但这个小朋友的时候是非常的开心，是有很多的欢笑。
And I'll admit there's many times where we miss family devotions on Sundays.
当然的时候，我们有事的时候，礼拜的时候，我们都没有家庭的灵修的时候，我们都可能有失咗。
And it's my kids that come to me and say, Baba.
有时的时候，我们的小孩子会走来跟我说，爸爸。
Are we going to do devotional?
我们今天会不会做这个家庭的灵修?
And I feel so guilty.
我们整个心里面都很难过。
As we close, I'd like to encourage all of us here.
在这时候就来的时候，我是鼓励大家。
It's never too early to start.
我们有时候不是太过早是来开始的。
But also by God's grace, it's actually never too late to start either.
神恩典与我们同在，都不会太迟。
My parents didn't actually incorporate a family prayer into our family life until I was in college.
是我的父母的时候，直等到我到大学的时候，才开始有个家庭的祷告的。
And even though it was really hard to build that routine, and more often than not, it ended up in arguments.
很多时候是一个很难的关心的来做的，很多时候也都是当中的时候，也都开始有个争论都不停。
When I look back on those times,
当我回头看看的时候,
I still appreciate that my parents made that effort to instill this within our lives.
我很多谢我自己的父母是开始这样的事情。
Because I'm able to build some of those patterns in my own life, in my own family. And so, brothers and sisters,
所以的话,弟兄姊妹,
do you love the Lord?
你爱不爱神?
Do you love Jesus with all of your heart and all of your soul and all of your might?
你们有没有尽心,尽性,尽力爱主耶稣基督?
If you do,
如果你是的话,
teach it to your children.
应该嚟教养你嘅孩童。
Teach it to the children here at church, even if they're not your kids.
喺甚至乎喺教会里边，唔系你嘅仔女，你都一样教导佢哋。
Let's leave that impression upon our children in this next generation.
我哋将到我哋嘅价值观嘅印系摆喺我哋嘅细路仔嘅呢个嘅下一代嘅。
If we don't do it,
如果我哋唔做嘅话
，you can be guaranteed that the world will do it.
如果你唔做嘅时候，呢个世界嘅人会做。
So let's move towards the Lord and be training our children.
嘅时候，我哋系向神要望住嘅时候，我哋知道点能够教导我哋嘅仔女。
Let's pray.
大家祷告。
Father, again, we thank you so much for your word.
神，我哋感谢你俾我哋嘅话语。
Holy Spirit, we just ask that you would be working in our hearts.
圣灵，我哋求你系喺我哋当中嚟运行作工。
Lord, we also pray that you would be working within the hearts of our children, continuing to soften up the soil of their hearts.
我哋都为到我哋嘅儿女嚟嘅心里边祷告，叫佢当中嘅时候嚟软化佢哋嘅心。
And we pray that as parents, you would give us the courage to invest God in the lives of our children.
用我哋做父母嘅，我哋只要点用我哋嘅时间，用我哋嘅嚟到喺我仔女嘅里边投资。
But God, we also pray that as a church family, we would have the courage to invest in this next generation of our church.
我们都为我们教会的时候，我们都是为到我们的下一代来投资。
God, that we would love God passionately upon this future generation.
我们为到下一代的时候，我们是来到恒切的来到关心他们。
And that these kids, this new generation, would see a church that is so passionate for your name.
是的时候，我们看到这个下一代，看到我们这个教会的时候，在神的里面的时候，是大大的发出热心。
Both inside this church and outside.
无论在教会里面的，在教会外面的。
God, may our lives be so infectious that our children would desire Jesus so much because they see how much you've impacted our lives.
要神你嘅时候，我哋当中嘅时候，动工嘅时候，我哋嘅儿女嘅时候，见到嘅时候，都喺里边嘅时候，大大嘅发嘅热心。
Thank you, Jesus, that you are the ultimate potter.
嘅时候，我哋感谢神你，主耶稣基督，你系呢个嘅最终嘅窑匠。
God, you're constantly doing a work within us.
喺嘅当中嘅时候，你塑造我哋。
God, may you grow us to be more and more into Christ likeness.
要我哋嘅时候，我哋每一日嘅时候更加像主你。
We thank you and praise you.
我哋感谢主你，赞美主嘅圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉主耶稣嘅名求。
Amen.
Amen.